I recommend that you, at least in the first year, you have some consulting support. It was very valuable to us, and we were careful about how we did it. We didn't bring in a consulting firm to just do the whole thing for us. They were here for training of our budget analysts, of the budget staff in the agencies, of the agency heads, and also very importantly of, you know, the mayor and the senior staff. And so they brought experience from other jurisdictions. They brought a language, a way of talking about this. They brought a lot of advice about the process. But they didn't do it for us. They kind of held our hand through the process. And then after year one, we felt comfortable and we went forward. And, you know, I've been here 4 years, and as I have, you know, replaced analysts who've retired, I definitely have looked for people with, you know, strong analytical skills, a real interest in public policy. You know, we're going beyond the green eye shades, looking for people who, you know, have good quantitative skills, but really care about city government, what we're trying to accomplish. And our analysts serve on the results teams that I mentioned earlier, the ones that review proposals and make recommendations to the mayor. And, you know, I've got a staff, wonderful staff of analysts who just love it and add a lot of value to that process. And I think that the agencies are seeing, and I hear this a lot, that used to be that the budget office would, at the agency level, they took care of the budget. Program folks, they could worry about other things. Now there's a lot more communication that has to go on between the budget and program staffs at the agency level.